Describe the home of somebody who you know well. Number 1. What are the differences between houses or buildings in the city and in the countryside? In the city, houses and buildings are definitely designed for efficiency. Cities are very crowded, so residential buildings can't take up too much room. They tend to be high rises instead of bungalows and houses. That way, you can fit more of them in a smaller space. On the other hand, houses in the countryside are a lot bigger and more spread out. There's more room in rural areas, so they don't have to be as space efficient. Number 2. Do you prefer to live in the city or in the countryside? I prefer living in the city. Don't get me wrong, the countryside has beautiful views. It's very peaceful there. However, there's not much to do, especially as a young person. There aren't many job opportunities because the major industries don't tend to have offices in the middle of nowhere. Cities are very exciting. There's always something to do. The nightlife is usually incredible and has lots of options. There's also a lot of diversity in terms of the people there. Number 3. What safety risks are there in residential buildings in cities? I think fires are a big safety risk when it comes to residential buildings in cities. In one of those high-rise apartments, a fire can start in one unit and quickly spread to the other ones. Unlike a house, where the danger is very centrally located, apartment units are so interconnected that when one of them is burning, the others are at high risk of catching fire too. Besides fire hazards, elevators can be dangerous as well, especially the ones in high-rise residential buildings. I remember that there were news articles about falling elevators that caused injuries and deaths. Number 4. Is it expensive to decorate a house or an apartment in the place where you live? Yes, it's pretty expensive to decorate an apartment in the place I live. I live in the downtown area of a major city, so the department stores around me are very pricey. If you want some decent wall art, it can cost you an arm and a leg. That's not to mention how expensive furniture is. Couches and coffee tables can set you back by quite a lot. Plus, you usually have to have those items delivered, which adds an additional cost. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。